Morning, it's Kathleen Pearl. This message is called Take Heed. Take Heed. It's from Mark 14:23. But take heed. Behold, I have foretold you all things. Father, thank you for this time. Anoint our tongue to be the pen of a ready writer. Anoint our ears and eyes to hear and see, and give us a heart of understanding that we might know you and turn to you and fully embrace all that you have for us. In Jesus Christ's name. Okay, this message is born out of something very interesting. I felt the Holy Spirit saying to me, how are we supposed to position ourselves in these last days? What does it mean to take heed? All things, take heed of what? All of the instructions that the Lord has given us. And in part, I've seen little bits and pieces, but I began to see a bigger picture because all things are coming to pass now. And the more I begin to delve into this, the more I begin to realize how much our Lord had to say to instruct us about these days that we are living in. For example, Matthew 24 about the virgins, being watching and praying, have oil in your lamp, waiting for the Lord, watching at the door, about continuing to be about the Lord's business, stewardship over assets, and how to make them work. Because the Lord did say in Matthew 24, it is in the days of Noah, people will be eating and drinking, giving in marriage and taking, buying and selling, and the end will come suddenly. So all these commercial enterprises shall still be conducted, and that we are to use these to be about the Lord's business, however that may turn out to be. So we're going to take heed, and it began to be such an extensive subject. I was quite amazed, actually. So we're going to start now. Matthew generally talks about the events, and then Matthew 24, and then 25, it gives the parable of the virgins and stewardship. But Mark and Luke, in there, the Lord begins to say, and also in Matthew, don't be deceived. That's the first thing he launches out with. There we do. Don't be deceived. So we'll start with Mark 13, and we'll just try to go through it line upon line. This is not an in-depth. This is an overview of, this is how we are supposed to posture ourselves. This is the attitude. Of course, we all know that this lines up with Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He's our instructor, and he is instructing us through his apostles here now. And Jesus said in Mark 13:3, and as he sat upon the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew asked him privately, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign when all of these things shall be fulfilled? Very, very important question. When is this going to happen? And what is there going to be a sign that it's all fulfilled? And Jesus answers and then begin to say, take heed lest any man deceive you. This is a continual, even in Luke and Matthew. The first thing is take heed. So we're going to take heed that there's a lot of deception out of there. Thessalonians says, if possible, in the last days, even the most elect could be deceived. Even the most elect. For many shall come in my name, saying, I'm the Christ, I'm the anointed one, I'm the Mashiach, and shall deceive many. And when you shall hear wars and rumors of wars, don't be troubled, for such things must needs be, but the end shall not be yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be earthquakes in diverse places, and there shall be famines and troubles. These are the beginning of sorrows, but take heed. Oh, here we are again. Let's take heed to ourselves. Okay, this is a personal instruction here. For they shall deliver you up to councils, and in the synagogues you shall be beaten, and you shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake for a testimony against them. Okay, so the persecution will break out, and you'll be brought before public figures. The Holy Spirit will fill your mouth, and this will be for a testimony against them. Why? Because in the courts of heaven, they shall appear before the Bema Seat, the judgment seat of God, and He will remind them, remember you did this? Remember this? That was my servant, and they were testifying against you. So there's going to be a lot of, so take heed about what you say. Be careful. And the gospel must first be published among all nations, but when they shall lead you, okay, here it is, and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what you shall speak. Neither do you premeditate, but whatsoever shall be given you in the hour, that speak you. For it is not you that speak, but it is the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will speak through you. And the Holy Ghost will testify against them. And when they stand before the Almighty Judgment Seat of God, which we all shall, then this will be brought to their remembrance. And they will have nothing to say. Now, brother shall betray the brother to death, so that there will be a lot of betrayal. And the father, the son, and the children shall rise up against their parents and shall cause them to be put to death. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that shall continue to the end, the same shall be saved. What do you mean? Now, Lord, here it says it shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But that wouldn't be Christians. It would be those. So the majority, it says here, all men, the majority of men shall hate the Lord. That's why we're called the remnant. There's just a little bit left over that say, no, no, we love you, Jesus. We'll follow you wherever you go. Right? Take heed. And then he goes on to speak about the abomination of desolation and when your flight shall do in those days of affliction. It says, in those days shall be, verse 19, afflictions such as was not from the beginning of the creation, which God created to time, neither shall be. And unless the Lord, except the Lord has shortened these days, no flesh should be saved. But for the elect's sake, whom he has chosen, he has shortened these days. Now this is very important because the Lord says that no flesh is going to be left alive. It's going to look so bad. Like most flesh is going to be dead. What flesh is that? It doesn't say men, it's just flesh. That would be animal flesh, beasts, creatures of the fields, the birds. But for the elect's sake, you've been elected. That means you've been chosen. Whom he has chosen, he has shortened the days. So there's a place of reserving ourselves, even in preaching the gospel, where we just preach the gospel. But it's up to God who's elect, who he's elected and chosen. And if any man says to you, lo, here's the Christ, or here says, don't believe him, don't believe him. Oh, the Messiah's over here. Okay, but take heed, watch. Take heed and watch. And we're to be prepared to watch and pray for you. Verse 33, take heed, watch you, for you do not know what the time is. For the Son of Man is as a man who is on a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Porter, who's the porter? The guy who watches the door. The port, porte. It's door in French, Latin, base. Watch you therefore, for you know not when the master of the house comes, the evening, midnight, the cock crowing in the morning, that's coming suddenly, he finds you sleeping. And what I say to you, I say to all, watch. Be awake, be ready, watching the door, have oil in your lamps. Don't fall asleep. I know it's hard. I know it's hard. Didn't say it'd be easy. We have to continually remind ourselves to take heed and watch.